化多种语言的教会。
We give thanks to God that you have come to a multicultural congregation.
如果你觉得上面的幻灯啊都是两种语言，有一种看不懂，很难过。
You may be struggling the fact that there are two different languages on the slides, and you may not know one of them.
而且在翻译跟讲道的中间，你只听懂一句，另外一句的听不懂。
And sometimes when you hear the translation, you can understand only one the language, but not the other one.
盼望你今天能够享受到，能够尝到那个多种文化、多种语言的丰富。
And I hope today you may enjoy the setting of a multiculturalism, a multilinguistic environment.
今天的题目是基督已经降生。
The topic for today is Christ is born.
但是你看到中文的时候，你发现不是基督降生，是受膏者已降生。
But if you were to read the Chinese, it would not read Christ is born, but it would read as the anointed is born.
因为基督的意思就是那位受膏者。
Because the true meaning of the word Christ means the anointed one.
如果你听到我们的诗歌里面还提到一个很特别的名词，叫做弥赛亚。
And you may also heard from the choir, there's a very special term called the Messiah.
那是希伯来文的受膏者。
That is the word in Hebrew for the anointed.
这两个字都跟膏油有关系。
These two words are all related to the oil itself.
因为在久远的历史里面，在希伯来的文化里面，
because in the old Hebrew culture,
这个受膏是一件重大的事情。
The being anointed, this act is a very important act.
而且在基督的这个字 Christos 这个 Christ 这个字就是受膏者。
And the word, the very word, the meaning of the word Christos is that it means the anointed.
但是到底在整个的希伯来的文化里面，到底什么样的人要受膏？
But in the history of Hebrews, what kind of people are worthy of being anointed?
今天有听到的一个大纲。
There is a synopsis inside the insert in the bulletin.
里面有很多很多的经节。
There are many verses in there.
我不相信我们能够细细的一节一节的讲。
I don't believe that we are able to walk through each one by one.
而且我自己发现我自己还有几个错字。
I also noticed that I've also put in some misspellings in there.
譬如说头一个不光是 misspelling, 而且是写错了。譬如说头一个是那什么什么一个 P 字受高，后面是民数的 numbers.
Okay, so for example, the first mistake is the first one.It starts with a P, anointed, and then supposed to be numbers.
那不是出埃及记。
It's not Exodus, so there's a mistake.
还有一个错字在哪里？你们一面听一面找，好不好
？The next mistake, I will ask you to identify it yourself.
好，让我们一起来，在这边你看见，在受膏者的头一面是这些祭司受膏。
So the first sort of frontier, the first face of the being anointed, it starts with the prophets.
priests.
With the priests.
Yeah, 而且在民数记那边说到亚伦是利未支派的头一个祭司，跟他的孩子都是受膏的祭司。
And Numbers refer to Aaron and his four sons. They were the first priests to have been anointed.
那他们这边说到他们要 consecrated, 中文翻成承接圣职。
Here it talks about how these priests were to be consecrated.
这个 consecrated 是被分别出来，分别为圣，专门来做祭司。
The meaning of consecration means to set apart. They were set apart to be priests.
他们经过的一个礼仪是把膏油倒在他们的头上。
They underwent this ceremony where the oil were poured upon their head.
叫做受膏。
That's the act of anointment.
不光是祭司登基的时候接职的时候要受膏
but not only the priests need to go through this anointing
而且先知出来为神说话的时候也要受膏
even prophets before they came out to serve the Lord they have to go through that
在这边列王记上的十九章那边说到神吩咐他的大先知以利亚
here in 1 Kings The Bible talks about Elijah.
Elijah. Elijah 去 是高以利亚。
Okay, it talks about Elijah anointing Elisha.
啊，在这个十九章这里面还叫他高亚兰王啊，高以色列王。
Here it also talks about how these prophets were supposed to anoint other kings.
所以你看见这边的不光是祭司，而且先知也是要受膏出来做神的出口。
So here we not only saw the priest needing anointing, but also these prophets as well.
而且可能有些人刚来到教会的里面，也搞不清楚有人叫我 priest。
But sometimes those newcomers come to the church also calls me priest, actually call you priest.
我记得以前有一个有一个 grandpa, 一个祖父，他刚刚的新养的孙子，他就来他说请我做一件事。
So that, you know, there's one time there was a grandpa who came to our church and bring along a young child and asked me to do a favor.
他说请牧师神父爷爷祝福我的孙子。
Could I ask you, the reverend, the priest, and the grandpa to bless this child?
那但是在这边所说的祭司跟先知有什么差别？
But so what are the differences between priesthood and the prophets?
你如果记得祭司是把人的需要带到神的面前。
So if you could remember, the priests are to bring the requests of mankind to the Lord.
英文有个比较简单的叫 bottom up, 从下面往上面去。
So it's a bottom up process.
那但是先知是代表神对人说话，所以是 top down.
So prophets, it goes the other way around. It conveys God's message down to mankind, so it's top down.
所以祭司跟先知是在神人中间的一个媒介。
So the priests and prophets, they serve really as mediators between God and man.
所以这两个 P 现在各位知道了。
So now you know the two P's, the prophets and the priests.
还有的就是君王他要登基的时候要受膏。
But what about the kings before they take on the thrones?They also need to be anointed.
在撒母耳记上的十章一节那边说到撒母耳为做以色列中间的头一个王叫做扫罗来受膏登基。
In 1 Samuel 10, it talks about Samuel anointed the first king over Israel, and that is Saul.
那在这个王之后呢又这个撒母耳先知又膏了另外一个人是叫大卫。
After Saul, Samuel also went on to anoint the second king,His name is David.
记载在撒母耳记上的十六章。
And this is recording in 1 Samuel 16:13.
那在这个十三节的地方，你看见撒母耳就用脚里的膏油，在他的诸兄中，他的很多的哥哥膏了他。
In this verse, you see Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David among all his brothers.
所以在这边接着下来，从这天开始。耶和华的灵就大大的感动大卫。
Since that day, the Spirit of Jehovah came upon David.
所以请你记得这件事，这膏油是一个外面的东西倒在人的头上。
So please remember, the oil, this act of anointing was pouring something external onto the head.
但是在这个人的里面被神的灵充满，变成一个里外都不受膏的人。
But inside, the hearts of the man is filled with God's Spirit, so in fact,Outside by the oil, inside by God's Spirit, he is totally filled.
所以在这边已经不是讲一个仪式的问题。
Therefore, we're not only talking about a pure ceremony,
而是一个真实人的经验。
But it's a true experience of this man.
所以他撒母耳告了扫罗，又告了大卫。
Therefore, Samuel had anointed Saul and then David.
这做皇帝的，接下来列王记上的第一章三十九节那边看见再一次膏所罗门。
And we then went on to go on to see 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 39 how then the next person to be anointed was King Solomon.
这已经是不是另外一个撒都祭司那个Zadok 来膏所罗门王。
This is now another priest by the name of Zadok.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这亲爱的朋友，在这边你看见哪三种身份的人？上来接职的时候需要受膏。
So dear friends, what three types of people require anointing before they take on the official position?
如果这几天你出去 Christmas shopping, 你搞昏头了，你只要记得三个字母。
You have to remember three words. If you're not so busy with shopping, let me remind you.
两个 P 一个 K.
There are two P's, one K.
头一个 P 是什么？
What's the first P?
priest.
It's priest.
是祭司。第二个 P 呢？
What's the second priest?
是 prophet 先知
prophet.
第三个 K 呢
What's the K?
是君王好
is kings.
这是整个希伯来历史旧约的里面告诉我们的三种身份
So these are the three positions that the Hebrew history has taught us
现在进到今天的主题说到那受膏者已经降临
Let's enter into the main theme today that the anointed has indeed arrived
是那位耶稣基督那位从永远到永远的道他成为肉身了
We're talking about the way from the beginning till the end who has come to earth to become one of us
在希伯来书的六章那个地方说做先锋的耶稣照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司就为我们进入幔内
So here in Hebrews 6:20 talks about how Jesus has entered as a forerunner for usHaving become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
我们还有二十几分钟，但是这一句就讲两个钟头也讲不完。
Well, we still have 24 minutes, 20 some minutes, but it will take more than 2 hours to go through all of this.
但是请你记得，耶稣基督本来他是生在哪一个支派
？But remember which branch was Jesus really sort of belong to?
有十二个支派，他生在哪个支派
？12 different branches. Which one?
大卫支派的狮子是犹大支派的。
The line of Judah, right?
但是犹大支派不是利未支派。
But the line of Judah, that tribe, does not belong to Levi.
只有利未支派的人才能做祭司。
Only those who belong to the born out of the branch of Levi could be priests.
所以在希伯来书的作者里面讲到一件特别的事情。
So in the book Hebrew, it talks about something very special.
说他不是按照亚伦的等次，按照利未的等次成为祭司。
So it talks about how Jesus does not follow the order of Levi or Aaron.
他乃是按照麦基洗德的等次成为祭司。
But rather, according to the order of Melchizedek, that's how he became, obtained the position of priesthood.
而且永远的大祭司。
And he is a forever priest.
如果等等讲到后来哦不忘记的话，我会告诉你为什么。
Now, I'll tell you later if I remember at the end.
如果你还没有睡着的话。
If you have not fallen asleep.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，接着希伯来书的作者七章二十三节、二十四节那边说到。那些原来那些人间的大祭司他们因为他们寿命有限
In Hebrews 7 it talks about there were so many numerous priests but they were limited by their own lifespan
所以他们会死
Therefore they would die
所以他们的数目很多
Therefore they were numerous
因为他们死了之后还要别人来接他们
Because once one priest dies then another person has to succeed him
所以即使他们犹太教的大祭司他们也的他的职任不能长久
and therefore the longevity of the priesthood is not forever
但是耶稣基督这位受膏者他既是永远长存的他的职任就永不改变
but since Jesus is forever his priesthood is forever
你会看见人间的大祭司跟主耶稣做大祭司不一样
you will see the difference between the priests held by humans versus the priesthoodheld by Jesus.
还有什么不一样
What are other differences?
这边说到那所以人间的大祭司他们就是先为百姓献罪之前要先为自己赎罪。
Here it talks about how human priests, before they offer the sacrifice for their people, has to offer a sacrifice for his own sin.
但是耶稣基督这位大祭司是一个圣洁的没有邪恶的无玷污的大祭司。
But Jesus Christ, he's a priest who is spotless and sinless.
所以他能够为着我们赎罪不像其他的犹太教的大祭司
Therefore he could offer sacrifices unlike any other priests in the history of Judaism
他而且他一次把自己献上就把这件事情就成全了
And he offered himself once for all and to complete the entire task
我最喜欢那个 Will 翻译的 once for all 一次解决
I like that translation once for all
亲爱的弟兄姊妹接下来在希伯来书第九章这边又来一个 once for all
now in Hebrew 9 we see again the concept of once for all
所有其他的大祭司他们要献牛献羊献这些牺牲去杀牛杀羊用牛羊的血来赎人的罪
all of the human priests had to sacrifice they had to sacrifice animals cattle sheep and you know for redemption of sins
但是 为我们降生的这一位受膏者做大祭司，他是用自己的血把自己献上，成为人的赎罪祭。
But in contrast, this priest, this Jesus Christ, he offered up his own blood as sacrifice.
而且一次进入圣所，就成了永远赎罪的事情。
And he's entered once for all into the Holy of Holies, having found an eternal redemption.
耶稣基督他成就了之后，他就坐下，做到他的工作不需要再增加了。
After he's done this task, he sat down and called it out. It is complete.
哦，你说这位大祭司，哎呀，真是太高太圣了，离我们可能很远吧。
You might imagine that a priest such as these are so holy and so apart and so distant from us.
没有错，但是在希伯来书第四章那边说到，我们已经有这位升入高天的大祭司。
You're absolutely right. In Hebrews 4, it does talk about how we have this high priest.
他就是神的儿子耶稣。
He is the Son of God, Jesus.
如果你今天头一次进到教堂。
If today is the first time you've entered into a church.
你说我对我来说是全新的，但请你记得，耶稣基督是那位大祭司。
You may say, well, you know, I don't remember so many things, but please remember that Jesus is the high priest.
他不光是成就这些宗教中间的仪式里面的赦罪。
He not only has complete the redemption that's required by all these religions.
希伯来书的第四章的这边说到，我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But furthermore, in Hebrew chapter 4, it talks about how we do notHave a high priest who cannot empathize or sympathize with our weaknesses.
你看，我有跟我就发生另外一个问题。
We have a problem here.
Yeah, we have a problem. 因为中文圣经说，我们的大祭司 our high priest, 并非 not 能够体恤我们的软弱。
That's a hard to translate. But here, essentially in English, there are double negatives here.
Very good.在英文这边说，根本就没有这个大祭司不能体会我们的软弱。
In English, it talks about how we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. So there are two negatives in there.
你看见这个文字的美丽，而且它是双否定，带出一个肯定。
You can see the beauty of the language, how double negatives will derive a positive conclusion.
我们没有这样的大祭司不能体会。
We do not have a high priest we cannot sympathize.
我们没有一个不会唱歌的在诗班的里面。
We do not have anyone who is in the choir who does not sing.
意思诗班的里面每一个都会唱歌，对不对？
This also means that everybody in the choir can sing.
他们点头了，你们有没有点头啊？
They nodded their heads. Do you nod your head?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这边一个强调，说到他不光是高高在上尊荣，而且他体恤。我们的软弱。
So, dear brothers and sisters, think about this. We have a high priest who is elevated up in the sky, and yet he can sympathize with our weaknesses.
这位圣洁的神，这位全能的神，这位公义的神。
This just God, holy God, perfect God.
他曾经道成肉身，跟你我一样。
He has come to earth, became flesh to be like us.
他尝过做人的滋味。
He has tasted what it feels like to be.A human being.
他三十岁出来传天国的道理之前，头一件事是受洗。
After 30 years old, when he came, before he started his ministry, the first thing he did was to undergo baptism.
他是不需要受洗的。
But he actually did not need to go through baptism.
第二个就是到旷野受试探。
Second thing is he went into the wilderness to be tempted.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在这一节圣经说，他凡事受过试探，跟我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
But here in the verse, it talks about how he's been tempted in every way, except that he never sinned.
当你我被试探，你我在困境中间，在心酸中间，在软弱中间，没有办法自拔的时候，请你记得，耶稣基督这位大祭司，他能够疼你，他能够跟你感同身受。
When you experience the troubles, the temptations, the weaknesses, and the disappointments, please remember that Jesus, he understands what you're going through.
不光是他是大祭他是祭司
but not only that he is a big he's a major priest
而且在这边看待开始讲到他的第二面，他是个先知。
But here in this verse, it also talks about his position, his role as a prophet.
这节圣经是在新约的使徒行传。
Here, the verse comes out of the book of Acts.
是使徒们，耶稣基督的门徒，后来使徒所写的。
This book is written by his disciples.
应该是在公元的头一百年之内写的。
It should have been written maybe within the 100 years of Jesus' time.
多半是这个路加医生。
Most likely, probably the Dr. Luke was the author.
不光是 Dr. Will, 而是 Dr. Luke.
Dr. Luke.
他说摩西曾经说，他摩西在哪里说的？在旧约的生命记里面说的。
In Acts, it mentioned how Moses once said, and when did he say this? Was in the book of Deuteronomy.
所以 Dr. Will 曾经说，说在我之前1500年，摩西曾经这么说过。
So at that time, actually, Dr. Luke said, okay. 1500 years ago, Moses once said this.
我盼望你能够把圣经带到今天，所以我用他的名字啊。
I hope you can really live out the story of the Bible today. Therefore, you use Will's name.
他讲到有一位大的救主，一位大的领袖，一位大的先知，叫做摩西。
He was talking about referring to this big prophet, whose name was Moses.
他说主神要从我们的要从你们的弟兄中间兴起一位先知，像我，像摩西。
Moses was talking about how the Lord will raise a brother among you, someone like me.
他这边说，凡他向你们所说的话，你们都要听从，因为先知是神的发言人。
Moses also told the people to listen to whatever he said, because.Prophets' words are words from the Lord.
在耶稣基督降生之前1500年前的人说的话。
This is the words of somebody who said about 1400 years prior to the coming of Jesus.
所以犹太人一直在那边等待那先知。
Therefore, the Jewish people had always been waiting for this prophet for such a long time.
是因为摩西说的。
Because it was said by Moses.
等到耶稣基督来了。
So then Jesus came.
他是不是一个先知？
Is he a prophet?
他预言耶路撒冷被毁。
He in fact prophesied about the destruction of Jerusalem.
果然在主后70年的罗马的提多将军就把耶路撒冷毁掉。
And in fact in 70 AD, the whole city of Jerusalem was destroyed.
我们没有时间讲到耶稣基督怎么样在先知的职分中间。
We don't have time to go over all the fulfillment of his role as a prophet.
他甚至跟他的门徒说到他自己要怎么样死。
He even told his disciples about how he himself would die.
但是我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们朋友们，除了这个先知说到他预言以后要发生的事情以外。
But I hope beyond what we talk about,sort of a role of a prophet in predicting the future.
这个先知不但是讲话说预言。
But this prophet not only would say, make statements and to prophesy.
耶稣基督是父怀里的独生子，把他看不见的父把他表现出来。
But more than that, Jesus was the Father inside the Son. He expresses himself through the Son.
所以他的表现彰显看不见的神的那个本身也是在他先知的职分里面。
Therefore, the display of God's qualities through the Son is a role of the prophet as well.
他就是那个道永恒的 Logos.
He is the way, the eternal Logos.
神用他的永恒的道来创造诸世界。
God the Father uses this Logos to create the whole world.
他自己就是那个道，有一天这个道进到来到世界，成为耶稣基督。
He is the Logos, and one day he came to be among us.
你听见他。
You heard him.
你看见他的故事。
You saw his story.
你就碰见这个看不见的神。
You encounter this invisible God.
在约翰福音那边，他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
In John, Gospel John, Jesus talks about how he is the way, the truth, the life.
亲爱的朋友们，耶稣基督说我就是，他不说我指一条路给你看。
Jesus never said I will point you to the way. He said I am the way.
他不光是讲一篇好的道理真理告诉你，他说我就是真理。
He not only gave a good sermon or the good truth, but he was the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这位他说 如果不借着我，没有人能到父神那边去。
He also talked about without me, without going through me, no one can get to the Father.
你看见了耶稣基督，你就看见这位看不见的神。
When you see Jesus Christ, you see this invisible God.
因为时间的缘故，所以我很快的跳到第三个。第三个点是什么？
Let me jump quickly to the third point.
两，耶稣基督是头一个 P， 第二个 P 讲完没有？
First
讲完了哈。
We talked about first P.
你已经忘记了。头一个 P 是什么？
What's the first P? It's the priest.
第二个 P 呢？
Second P.
感谢主，哇，你们真棒啊！有人说 Boston 的人特别聪明。
People say Bostonians are smartest.
接着下来说的他是君王。
So the third one refers to his role as a king.
你记得他生下来还是小 baby 的时候，当时的当权的希律王在那边很紧张。
Do you remember when he was born? That during that time, King Herod was in reign, and he was really nervous around that time.
为什么呢？因为他听见说有一个要生下来做犹太人王的，那他做王，我做啥呢？
So why was he anxious? Because he heard that a king of the Jews were to be born. So if another king were to come, what would happen to him?
所以他不光是杀一儆百，他索性杀个干净。所以两岁以内的孩子男婴全部杀光。
So he issued an edict to kill all the babies under 2 years of old.
因为他听说有一位要生下来做王的。
Because he heard that a baby was to be born to be a king.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在旧约的里面，关于这个君王要来的弥赛亚已经几百次的预言。
Dear brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament, there were hundreds of prophecies about this coming king.
在六七百年前的以赛亚，不是弥赛亚，是以赛亚先知，他说到他的名字叫做和平之君。
Even 600-700 years prior to the coming of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah already talked about him. The Prince of Peace was coming.
就是和平之君Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace.
而且到了使徒行传说，在大卫他自己又是王又是先知，他说他晓得按照神的给他的向他的启示，要从他的后裔里面，大卫是个王，要从他的后裔里面要立起一位坐在他的宝座上。
And David King, beside being a king, he was also a prophet.Knew that out of his in the heritage there was going to be someone arising out of his line to be the ultimate Messiah.
你请你记得，大卫所罗门王的时候是希伯来人的犹太人的王朝里面最强盛的。
Just remember during the time of David and Solomon, this was the strongest, most prosperous kingdom at the time.
好像我们华人的秦汉。还有唐朝那么富足的
，so almost like the Qing Dynasty or the Tang Dynasty。
那个时候的王，到以后到耶稣基督降生的时候，基本上犹太人是亡国奴。
By the time that Jesus came, this was a people without nation。
但是就在他的后裔的里面，要有一位起来做王。
But a reason out of his line that was going to be a king who will.Come and reign.
哇，我再一次看到这个王不光是高高在上，用铁杖来辖管列国。
Now I see this king is powerful and he reigns nation with his scepters.
哇，约翰福音的十二章十五节，他是西安的女子啊。
See in John 12:15, it talks about daughter of Zion.
他说你们要看呐，不要害怕。
He said, "Behold your king and fear not."
因为你们的王骑着驴子。骑着小驴驹来了。
Because your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt.
那是何等奇妙的一个图画。
What an amazing picture that is.
那位永恒的神。
That eternal king.
那位无限大的神。
That infinite God.
那位全能的神。
That all-powerful, omnipotent God.
那位胜过一切的神。
The one who overcomes all things.
他降世的时候。
When he came to the earth,
生在马槽的里面,
he was born in a manger.
生在穷苦的人家,
he was born into a poor family.
他成为一个无产阶级的无产阶级,
he became a classless citizen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 亲爱的朋友, 他有一天进耶路撒冷的时候, 他是骑着一个驴, 多难看啊。
Dear friends, when he entered the city of Jerusalem, he was riding on a colt. How shameful.
不光是驴子，而且是个小驴子，驴驹子。
It's not only a donkey, but it's a small young colt.
它不像当年的罗马的将军得胜回来的时候骑着高头大马，进回到他们中间。
This is in contrast to the generals in the Romans' time when they came back from triumph from wars. They were riding on big horses.
他说：“西安的女子啊，西安的女儿啊，不要害怕。”
He called daughters of Zion, "Do not be afraid."
这就是你们的王。
This is your king.
而且到后来，他站在审判台前，在比拉多面前受审判的时候。
But even when he was facing Pontius Pilate under judgment,
比拉多问他：“你是王吗？”
Pilate asked him, "Are you the king?"
啊，要我的话就说啊，没有啦，不要那么高抬我了。其实我算不得什么了。
If I were him, I would say, no, maybe not. I'm not the king. I don't want to go through the punishment.
你要抓领导，抓他好了。
If you want to really jail the leaders, grab him.
但是耶稣基督回答：“你说我是王。”
But Jesus said, "You say correctly that I am a king."
我为此而生。
For this I have been born.
凡为就真理做见证
that he was serving as a testimony to truth.
凡属真理的就要听我的话
For those who want to follow the truth, they will listen to me.
他是君王
He is the king.
呀，我们唱的诗歌里面等等要我们再唱哈利路亚颂的时候
Now we were singing the songs of praise and later as we sing hallelujah hymn.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，要跟当时在启示录里面说到，他不光是一个君王，他是万王之王，万主之主。
And I plead with you, my friends, as we sing that he is king. He's not only a king, but he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，头一个 P 是什么
？Dear brothers, what's the first P?
是祭司。
It's priest.
第二个 P 是什么
？What's the second P?
先知。
It's prophet.
第三个 P 是什么？君王。
What's the third K? It's kings.
哦，不是第三个 P， 第三个 K 字啊，是君王。所以祭司、先知、君王。
Priest, prophet, kings.
啊，英文，中文来一遍，英文来一遍，好不好？中文祭司、先知、君王。
English, priest, prophet, king.
King. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当他在使徒在约翰福音第四章里面。
So now we turn to John chapter 4.
在那一个井边的。别人瞧不起的，他也自卑的一个女人面前。
Now we're turning to our attention to the woman at the well.
他们天人对话。
There is a conversation between heaven and mankind.
当这个女人最后说：“我知道弥赛亚就是基督。”
When she said, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ."
他来了，就要把这一切我刚刚前面问你一大堆的问题都解答。
When he comes.He will answer all these things that we talked about.
约翰福音第四章二十六节，耶稣基督站在这个女人面前说：“这和你说话的就是他。”
And Jesus said to her that the one who is speaking to you is he.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这女人的干渴解决。
Now, brothers and sisters, this woman's thirst was quenched.
我还有一分零二秒，但还有一个点。
One more point.
今天的受膏者。
Today,
我们讲的是受膏的历史严格。
We talked about the history of being anointed.
还有讲到耶稣基督是那位受膏者。
And we talked about Jesus Christ being the anointed one.
在这边很多的人参加这个教会，相信耶稣基督，我们叫做什么？叫做基督徒。
Now, among us who believe in Jesus Christ, come and worship Him, we call them Christians.
Christian, 基督徒是什么
？What is Christian?
是糊里糊涂的一般人吗？
Are they just lost people?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们是一般属基督的人。
They are people who belong to Christ.
他是一般小基督。
They are a little Christ.
他们是 Christ-like, 像基督的一般人。
They are Christ-like people.
你是吗
？Are you?
你说我已经相信，但是我看我自己自行惭愧。
Well, you said, "Well, I look like him, but you know, well, I belong to him, but I don't look like him."
我希望你能看见这件事。
I hope you can see the.
我们从最左边这个栏开始，好不好
？Let's look at the left column here.
耶稣基督那位受膏者，他是什么
？The anointed Jesus Christ, who is he?
他是祭司、先知、君王。
He's priest, prophet, and king.
我们今天要问的问题，他是我的祭司吗？
So the question we have to ask us today is he my priest?
他是我的先知吗?
Is he my prophet?
他是我的王,他是我的主吗?
Is he my king and my lord?
如果他是我的祭司,我那样的依靠他吗?第三个 column.
So let's go to the third column. So if he's my priest,
他是先知,我听他的话吗?
Then if he's the prophet, would I listen to him?
他是君王,我愿意顺服他吗?
If he's my king, would I obey him?
我愿意荣耀他吗?
Would I honor him?
再下来一个。
Next one.
这个祭司,先知,君王是这位受膏者的三重身份。
So these are the threesome qualities or roles of this Savior.
今天在这边许多的基督人,许多的小基督。
Now today among all the Christ's followers,
you are the anointed. 你就是
被膏的。
哇,好过瘾啊。你是不是在一个祭司的身份上成为一个代祷的勇士?
So are you playing the role of a prophet interceding for others?
你是不是站在一个先知的职分上成为一个传福音的人?
Are you standing in the role of a prophet to share God's news, gospel?
你在这个君王面前,你是不是他的仆人?
In front of this king, are you a servant to him?
但是我再问一个,你是不是 prince and princess? 你是王子跟王女呢?
Are you prince and princesses?
你走路出去,你讲话的时候,你做见证的时候,你是一个王子王女的身份吗?
Now, when you walk, when you work, when you go outside, are you doing that in the role of a prince or princesses?
他是那位祭司,你我是不是一个稳重信一个稳健跟信实的人?
If he's the priest in our lives, am I the faithful person?
他是那位先知,你我传福音讲话是不是有能力呢?
If it's truly our prophet, do we speak with power?
他是君王,你我,他在你我的里面,你我是不是像君王一样的圣洁,跟一样的端庄呢?
If it's our king, do we live in our lives in a holy manner, and live our lives with honor?
你不需要嫁给Prince Harry.
You don't need to marry Prince Harry.
来不及了哈,来不及了。
It's too late, anyways.
但是你我是耶稣基督的基督徒,你我成为在这个 royal family.
But because we belong to Jesus Christ, we belong to the royal family.
愿神把这样的身份让你看见。
May God open your eyes to see your role in his family.
那一位受膏者。
That anointed one.
今天神的家里面的受膏者。
Today, those of you who are in God's family are also the anointed ones.
谢谢。
请大家请